This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Did you know less time separates us from Tyrannosaurus Rex than separated T-Rex from Stegosaurus? The age of the dinosaurs was, in fact, a longer period than we humans often think about. But then a giant asteroid hit Earth. That was about 65 million years back and, well, eventually gave birth to the Texas oil industry. But that's ancient history, right? Sorta. Because, you see, not that long ago, researchers found a crater on the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico. And they believe it may be ground zero for the impact that did in the dinos. And now this month, a team of researchers has started drilling into this seminal crater. One of those scientists is Sean Gulick from the Institute of Geophysics at the University of Texas, and he joins us now from the drill site. Professor Gulick, thanks for being here. Sure do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I picture you on a giant boat in the Gulf of Mexico in your Indiana Jones hat and shorts and Ray-Bans. How close to right am I?
Well, first of all, it's a small platform lifted up above the water. It's called a lift boat, about 245 feet long. And we have a land rig, a small mining-type rig, stuck on the bow of the vessel, on the front of the vessel. And we are planning to drill 1,500 meters into the subsurface. And we can't wear our Ray-Bans and our hats out here because we need to wear our personal protective devices. So instead, picture a hard hat and safety glasses.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So how big is this crater? And I guess part of it is, obviously part of it's in the water, part of it is on the surface, or have I got that wrong?
So the impact crater now is buried beneath about, say a kilometer of limestone on average. Uh-huh. But it's officially half offshore and half onshore. But in the offshore, we have images of it, and so we know what we're drilling into. And what we're actually targeting is a ring of mountains near the center that is the closest to the seafloor. So it's only 650 meters down, so we think we can actually get into the crater at this site. And, you know, the whole impact crater is a couple hundred miles across, so we're drilling somewhere near the center, about maybe 60 or so kilometers from the center.
Did I understand you correctly? The crater is how far across? 100 miles across?
No, more than that. It's 200 kilometers, so it's about 120 miles across.
120 miles across. That's quite the crater. So, what exactly do you hope to find? Are you looking for what life was like before the crater hit, or what it was like immediately after it hit, or what?
So, we are actually wanting to learn about the mass extinction event itself. So what are the kill mechanisms that cause 75% of life on Earth to go extinct? One way to look at that is to observe life coming back at ground zero. So is it the specialist? Is it the generalist? Is it organisms tolerant to certain types of ocean chemistry?
Uh-huh.
You know, we can learn something, we think, by studying that. But also, we want to study the life that occupied the crater itself. So we think extreme life, exotic life, basically moved into the hydrothermal system within the center of the impact. And we'd like to study what kind of organisms occupy those very hot targets during a, you know, right after an impact.
Do you imagine that these organisms that you might discover would be things that would be unrecognizable today, long extinct organisms, that sort of thing?
That's a great question. We actually don't know. They might be new species. They might be species that are very similar to the kind of organisms that live, say, at mid-ocean ridges or, you know, in those hot chemosynthetic environments, you know, things that live off chemistry instead of light.
Huh.
So we don't know, but it's a fundamental question because it could be a place where life can get a foothold. And so it might be a place to think about where life got started early on Earth.
So what about the popular narrative that we think of as the end of the dinosaurs, this asteroid impact that led on to other tectonic events, the dust storms that blocked out the sun? Is it imaginable that as a result of your research, we may have to rewrite that narrative, or is that pretty much fixed in place?
So we have several ideas about how impacts actually influence the environment. And one of the fundamental questions is just understanding the energy release of an impact. And we have models about how when an impact hits, it, you know, blows open a hole that then collapses in and things kind of rebound, like throwing a rock in a pond, mm-hmm. splashing outwards, you know, things like that. To calibrate those models, to understand how impacts fundamentally work, we actually need to sample rocks that have been through the ringer. We need to sample rocks that have traveled deep into the crust back again because of an impact. And those are the rocks in these ring of mountains that we're planning on drilling. So we can get a fundamental answer to the energy of impacts. And then on top of that, we hope to get some answer as to how much what kind of material and how much material we might expect to be blown up into the atmosphere and into outer space and rain back in on us to get a sense of the kind of kill mechanisms that might have happened 66 million years ago.
Sean Gulick is a senior research scientist with the Institute of Geophysics at the University of Texas, speaking with us from Shishilub, which is the name that's been given to this crater down on the Yucatan Peninsula, perhaps ground zero for the extinction of the dinosaurs. Professor, thank you very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.